Dealer just blessed the beat. This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. This episode is going to be a wonderful Shahari takeover. Woo, 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 woo. So, Shahari, how are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you ready for this episode?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's gonna be a thing, yes.
Oh my God, it's gonna be a thing. Well, I have my wine. I just came from the gym. I am rejuvenated and worked. And so I am ready for whatever you have in store for
cool.
This evening.
Well, how's it been?
I want to say this is your takeover, so I was going to let you do all that. How's it been? It's been pretty good. By the time this episode comes out, I will already be in St. Louis with my partner, which I'm super ecstatic for, because mm-hmm. We haven't seen each other for 3 months, and we over here like little sad lost puppies. But it's cool. It's what else. But I'm super excited. My good bestie is getting married. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. I'm proud to be there and share that moment with him and his fiance and
the Boo Radley's reception.
Oh yeah, so he stated, so in Mobile, it used to be this club called Boo Radley's, and it was a small little place. Drinks were okay, depending on the bartender. But it was always jumping. The music always good. The crowd was a mixed crowd, and you were guaranteed a good time there. And in college, he and I used to go there quite frequently and get into lots of situations. And he said that he wants the reception to be like Boo Radley's. Mm. And I'm just like, first of all, that's not kosher. Yeah. Second of all, your family and your wife is going to be there, and my boyfriend has not seen me twerk and or be loud and all that jazz. He's always seen me like quiet and calm and collected.
Did you say so, quiet?
Yeah, oftentimes I'm very quiet, like around him. Oh, don't do this. Don't do this, because I feel like that was shade.
Yeah, because you're always calling me, saying I'm talkative and I'm typically quiet. And then you, like, you are typically talkative, but yet you say you're quiet around him, at least.
Yeah.
And you're never quiet, like, ever.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not finna fight with you or disagree, but all right, but yeah, and that's pretty much it. I'm losing weight, and I'm just ready to have a break and see my man and see my friends, and yeah, essentially that's it. Not too much has been going on. What about you, Shahari? What's been going on?
Yes, fascinating. All fascinating. Let's see. For me, I'm taking a trip tomorrow. Ooh. To go see some friends I haven't seen in a minute. So it'll just be a little weekend thing. Like, it's been 2 years since I've been there. So I'm going to do that. It's kind of pop up. I just heard about it yesterday. So I'm going to head out tomorrow or today or tomorrow.
Sometime.
It'll definitely be tomorrow. Other than that, I've been working, getting stuff together, ready for that cruise in a couple of months. And
yay! You did get my money for the Wi-Fi, did you?
Yes. Yes, I sent you email, and you'll have the Wi-Fi hookup. I was just letting you know if you wanted it, because I'll be fine without it.
I was like, damn. I mean, we're going to be in the ocean, in the water, so I mean, I assume that I need Wi-Fi.
Yes, if you want it, you can. That's for you. Send you an email. So, everything else? Yeah, I've just been chilling, working, getting stuff together, making sure I get my finances together. Ever since I bought the house, I've had to reevaluate. So now we finally get into that point where I can save again. So that's that. Everything else is pretty good. It's a good time. Good time. ready to move on to your segment.
What's my segment called?
Your segment is called Reflections.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. The complexities that our natural urges have on us. When I see you, as always, laughter and a smile, and I truly enjoy having you around. Your laugh fills the room and my eyes water from both laughter and muscles tightening so much. It's like I'm a little girl playing down in the creek, splashing water and mud everywhere. Just as we laugh, I stumble and suddenly I find myself in your arms. So warm and comforting, you reassure my safety. Never have I felt this feeling, for your eyes were still sincere, but the goofy childhood innocence that they held was no longer there. This time I saw desire. Your breath shifted and your smile more seductive. Startled by the new person in front of me, my legs gave way and escaped as you caught me again and held me even closer. Are you okay? Are you well, love? I lifted my head to see if the stranger is still there. Those eyes, those lips, the firmness in your arms around my back and thigh were all so lovely. My hand over your chest, can feel the increased rhythm in your heart. We have always swapped friendly I love yous and use love for each other's pronouns, but this time it's different. Your hands and fingers explore me like that of missionaries, not knowing if the intentions are that to conquer or to deliver knowledge. From the nape of my neck, your left hand glides down my vertebrae, and with your right hand lifting my left thigh into the crest of your waist and slowly stretches your hand to cover it. You look down and slowly press your lips against mine. So soft. I couldn't control myself. My breasts began to tingle. My nipples became so sensitive, brushing against your raging furnace of a body. And heat and moisture was suddenly felt in my divine palace. How did we get here? A simple time of food and innocent memories turn into a moment so raw and passionately lustful. and slightly insane. So strong yet so soft as touch even with your hands around my neck, my body explodes with joy. It's funny how time flies and how the human body goes after what it needs and even wants. I look at you and the moment subsided and find it hard to believe that the silly little boy that I knew was once again there. You even chuckled and asked, "Are you okay? What just happened?" What did you see before, during, and even after, inside me? Shauna the Songbird.
All right, that was a long one, and we seem to go from PG to unscripted, unrated. yes. So let's see, what did I get from that? We got some nice flowing motions in the beginning, and then that seemed to turn into a encounter. And then there was a break, and it's not the encounter, did it actually happen or did it not? But apparently it did happen, because in the end, someone was inside of you. But you don't seem to realize what happened inside of you. So yes, let's give an explanation of what that wonderful reflection was on.
That reflection was just a thought of the past, with somebody, and me just kind of questioning the thoughts of like going somewhere with a friend that I never would expect going to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But nothing happened. It was mostly the physical that happened actually happened, but there was no actual penetration. So therefore, the inside was more so just kind of like mental inside, the emotional inside, and even questioning whether you want this inside of you. all that's what those insides were. So the encounter never happened. It's all a thought. But it was inspired by it was inspired by a memory.
Yes, it all sounds somewhat complicated. So your friend, I guess, had a moment and you were just wondering what it would be like if there was a encounter,
right,
or a penetration,
right? Okay. Because the moment was so organic, it was so nice. And then also, you know what people say, that friends make the best lovers, best partners, because you have that foundation, you have that background and everything. And so it was like one of those moments, like like it shifted, and we were able to remain, like, keep, wonderful chemistry and everything during the moment. And, you know, and that's something that you don't get from, like people who are out here, like, random hookups and everything. You don't get that from random hookups. You don't always get that chemistry and that comfortability. And as for, like, women and or femme people, you don't always get that safety that you would like from a man or a masculine person. So to get comfort and safety and that chemistry from someone, you know, it makes it go, wonder how this experience would be.
All right. Thank you for sharing. I can see that, how that could go. I actually do understand how that could go. I haven't experienced that. I can see how that could go.
Well, thank you. I hope you don't. That was actually because when you look at it, it can ruin the friendship, or it can turn around and just be another little thing. But it just depends on the people.
Yes.
Oh, you can't see me at all. Let me put some light on.
I could see your shadow. Now it's really bright now.
Oh my goodness. I'm screaming.
Okay, anything else on your reflections?
No, that's my reflections.
Okay. That was, it's been a while since I've heard reflections like that. So that was like a blast from the past, as far as trying to figure out where this was going to go, because it seemed to turn and twist throughout. But that was actually very nice reflections.
Thank you.
Now, moving on to Words of Light. This is the Words of Light segment. So lately, I have been attacked, and that's okay. Like, spiritually attacked. You know what I'm talking about? When, like, attacks, spiritual attacks, not like actual physical attacks. just to clear that part up. So this, this devotional is going to be on not giving up, not giving away your power, and standing on God's promises. So we're once again in the Bible app, and we're on Living Changed Spiritual Warfare. This is day one. It's based on Warfare is Active. There is a spiritual battle raging around us every day of our lives. Satan is constantly attacking us, hurting lies, hurling lies, and trying to distract us from the plans God has for us. He doesn't want us to be who God made us to be, to step into our calling or stand up for what's right. He knows if he can keep us down, thinking we're incapable, inadequate, unattractive, unworthy, and unwanted, he wins. But we are not helpless or hopeless. God has given us the authority to say what we won't take, to say we won't take it. Not for ourselves and not for our spouses, children, families, or friends. In the book of James, God promises us that when we resist the devil, he must flee. But too often, we might just think about resisting while actually staying passive. In this passage, God is telling us to act, calling us to fight. Think about it this way. If someone were to sneak up behind you and attack, you wouldn't stay quiet and let them hurt you. You would fight back by yelling, kicking, hitting, screaming, doing anything you could to get away safely. Fighting a spiritual battle isn't any different. You must do everything you can to resist the attack. God has given us multiple weapons to fight the enemy, taking our thoughts captive, worship, prayer, and staying involved in Christian community are all weapons in our arsenal. And the best weapon God gave us is the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, and it's described in Ephesians as our sword of the Spirit. As we become more familiar with Scripture, we are sharpening our sword for battle. We can deflect the lies of enemy by speaking God's truth and promises over ourselves, our situation, and our families. The enemy knows if he can keep us fearful, hopeless, and isolated, that he can steal from us the opportunity to win more people to Christ. Satan is desperate to convince us we're not enough, and we can't make a difference because his future is already written, and he loses. Take a moment to acknowledge that you're in a spiritual battle and the eternities of your loved ones are at stake. Let it strengthen your resolve and give you something to fight for. Stand confident on God's promise that he's already won the war and ask him to show you how to fight. Some scripture to stand on would be, I think this is 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. It's James 4 and 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Ephesians 6 and 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That was from day one of Living Changed Spiritual Warfare. Because lately I've been, I'm not going to keep spouting the same thing over and over again. But it's like when you move up in life, it's like the attack gets greater too. But also you're more together to handle it. So, just know, stand on the word, and you won't have to fight always. And you know that you're not alone, and that he will condone with those, what am I trying to say? He will fight with those who fight with you. So, that was that. Just stand on the promises of God, and know who you are, and that he is greater than whatever is happening out in the world. So let's pray this prayer together, and here we go. Together in prayer, we bind and rebuke his lies in Jesus' name. Empower the person I'm praying for by your Holy Spirit to stand on your promises and never surrender. Yes, please give them strength to stay planted and immovable until they see your promises come to pass for what they are standing in faith for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So yes, let's get this together. This was over here. All right. Yes, that was your Words of Light segment with Shahari. Please go forth and prosper.
I love it. I love it. Yes. You better say it, honey. Say it. Say it.
So. Do you have anything else for the Words of Life segment? Any testimonials? Any thing to add?
No, that's it, honey. Like you said, it's almost like the more you're able to stand in your joy, it almost seems like the greater the spiritual warfare is going to be against you. But like you said, but also you have grown, you have matured spiritually to where you can handle it. And to have that reassurance that God will take care of you, honey, you just do it. Do that shit. That's it.
Yes, you had to bring that last part in there, didn't you?
I mean, I'm just saying how it is.
Yes, we appreciate it. Okay. So, are you ready for the discussion of
I am ready for this discussion.
Thank you for the bounce.
I'm screaming. Well, I've been resting for like the past like 24 hours, so therefore I feel it.
Gotta move.
Right. You know how it is. You can't sit still.
I can't.
Trust me, I know you can't.
But let's start out. There was a video on Facebook that was talking about something like there was a woman and she was saying that men are more emotionally attracted to men, to other men, and more sexually attracted to women.
I remember that.
And when I first saw this, I was like, whoever came up with this is messy and trying to confuse people with the wordage being used.
I mean, but it because makes they were sense going around. When you think about it.
Okay. The video was asking younger men, would they rather cheat on their girls or snitch on the homie? And most would answer they would rather cheat. So I think that you do agree with the statement of men are more emotionally attracted to other men.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a bond that men have with other men that is not comparable to men with women. And also, most men have a hard time understanding and connecting with women to the point to where it's easier for them to create a mental and emotional bond with a man. Even though the way it sounded made it sound very homoerotic, mm-hmm. but when you take out the homoerotic thought out, like, it just makes sense.
I can see where you're coming from on that one.
Right. Like, it's no gay shit involved. It's just...
The way they were going about it, I was like, you're going around asking people if they'd rather cheat or... I would go, what were they dating for in the first place? If he would rather cheat on you than snitch on the homie. What were you dating for to begin with? What is your relationship based off of?
Child, don't get me started, but a lot of these men are, oh my badness, a lot of these men are not dating for marriage or dating for like a lifelong partner these days. A lot of these men are just like mostly dating for like consistent pussy.
That was my thoughts exactly. That was like, so whoever came up with this, they got dumped because of whatever. And they just putting this out here. It's like, okay, that's how you feel. But at the same time, it's like, what was he dating you for? And as far as this friendship, how long has he been in this friendship compared to this relationship? Like, with my friends, I've had some friends for like 16, going on 17 years. So if I start a new relationship, yeah, that friendship is going to have more emotional weight than the relationship
is. Of course.
Because they've seen me grow. They've helped me grow. We've hung out, we've grown, we've lived, we've seen things together. So yeah, we have that friendship, that relationship that you should be working up to. But at the same time, it's like, if he was just dating you just to have something to do, then yeah, he's probably going to cheat on you than rather snitch on the homie, because that homie has an actual
relationship. He has an actual relationship with that one versus with you.
Yeah, so that leads to the topic, which is what has happened to dating.
Oh,
Because
child.
based off
Ooh.
based on the last discussion with Indy, apparently it has I was taken aback by the normality of dating multiple people at the same time. So it's like, when did dating become like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette? Like, when did this happen?
I like the comparison. Okay.
So what's this transactional dating? When did this take effect? Who signed off on this? So when did you see the change, or did you notice the change of the dating, the ways of dating?
I noticed a change of dating when I got out of my relationship with my high school sweetheart when we broke up. This was what, like, sophomore year of college was when I noticed, because I noticed that when it came to women, it was like it was more so just like friendships versus like trying to like, date to become something. It was more so like, I mean, it was more so, it was less of us be friends to work up to relationship and just friendship. And with the men, it was just like, we just fuck, don't even do the dating type situation. But then it'll be odd because they would turn around and be like after like consist after consecutive fucking, they'll turn around and be like, oh, I want to have you as my own or whatever. I want us to be a relationship. And I'm just like, what? Like, this is not, that's, I'm sorry, that's not how I operate as far as like when it comes to dating. Because I feel like dating and hookups are like two separate things. So it's just like the fact that I started noticing that it was less of, the whole, we get to know each other, we become friends, and then, and but we get to know each other on the basis of we're trying to befriend each other to prepare for a relationship. That's in my head was the whole concept of dating. And it was then when I realized that that's not how the majority views things.
And who is the majority?
The hoes. Shit, the hoes.
Those in your vicinity?
The hoes. Because even when I would talk with other people, whether they were, no matter what age group, oddly enough, because I have friends who are in their 40s, I have friends who are in their 70s, their responses are all the same. I have friends in their 20s, their responses are very, it's either the same or they're very similar to where it's just like, yeah.
Okay, so dating at one point, dating one person was at one time, and expecting the same from the other person, it is now viewed as a contractual obligation instead of respect, which is what it once was called, and now it's a contractual obligation. But in actuality, it's called respect, expecting the same thing from
Right.
somebody that you would do for them. Okay. I learned that from the last conversation with Indies. Very taken. I was very like, what's going on?
Honey, I don't know where you've been, but this is how it's been for, let's see. That was, let's see, me and Jessica broke up in 2000, maybe 2012. So at least for the past 10 years, sir. So you a little late to the game.
No, I experienced the game. I didn't ever play the game, but I experienced it though. That's fine. So what was once seems wrong has become Right. Or is it just okay for the women to do it, but it's still not good for the men? Because, you know, niggas ain't shit. That thing they would like to say.
First of all, everybody ain't shit to me. I'm pansexual, so to me, like, everybody ain't shit. I don't care who you are. But no, it's not, I mean, when you say it's okay, what is okay? Like,
Is it okay to date multiple people is seen as the norm, is what you can expect when dating now.
I mean, I can't say if it's wrong or right. I mean, it's all perspective, it's all subjective. Whether you, I mean, it depends on what your personal beliefs are and what and your partner or whoever you're dealing with. But I don't think there is a right or wrong way to date unless you're hurting people. I mean, yes, if you're hurting people, then yes, that's wrong. But outside of hurting people, like, I feel like if you set your boundaries and set your standards and everything prior, I feel like that's it.
Yeah, that all goes back to what people are dating for.
That's
So
another
if you're
thing.
dating for just a good time, then that's
That's
what
not
leads to
dating.
this.
That's just hooking up. In my opinion, I'll
As
say
far
this.
as
In
my
my opinion,
friends,
that's it. I'll say in my opinion.
we've never done this. We've either dated or they've just been hoes. They've just hoed around. There was no,
There's no in
you
between. Because it should not be. It's
know.
like, it's either we're together and we're going to like try to have a relationship, or we just fucking. But for some people, in my experience, I'll throw that out there. Some people, they oddly enough want to build a relationship with you after experiencing multiple sexual, I guess, multiple sexual transactions with you, which to me is like odd as fuck still too.
My perspective of dating multiple people at one time is it would be destructive for me because I would be dating for that one committed person. So m dating multiple people at once would be hypocritical. And if I'm dating for love, then not for what someone can do for me, but what we can make together. And on top of that, most of the time, I don't give the best parts of myself to somebody I just met. That's just something that's going to take time and interaction. But that's for me. So dating has become even more complicated than it originally was because people now date for multiple reasons. But for whatever reason you date, you owe the people the knowledge of that, of what you're dating them for. And if you can't do that, then you don't need to be dating because that's disrespectful and you're playing with people's emotions.
If you just want to fuck, just say you want
But
to fuck. If you just
that's my
want
take.
someone to cuddle with, just say you just want someone to cuddle with. Just like, just put down your boundaries and say what you want. And if that other person is willing to do it, then they will do it. If they're not willing, then oh well, it's so many other people. It's what, 1.7 billion or trillion people or something like that, like. Shit, it's too many people out here.
Yeah, I didn't know our numbers got to that. And
I don't know. I just threw a number out there. It might be right, it might be
last time I
wrong.
checked, it was 9 billion something. I mean, we might have hit 1 trillion by now. Who knows?
Whatever it is, it's enough motherfuckers for out here for you to find somebody. If you want to find somebody.
But yeah, that was all that I had. This went by very quickly.
Oh, baby, I thought it was gonna be more controversial than this, honey. The way you made it sound like on the phone. I was like, oh shit, Shahari finna.
No, I'm not a controversial person. I just
what? When?
Truth.
Since when?
I don't have an opinion. I don't have opinion most of the time.
Child, you're not controversial. Child, by the lies we tell.
Think you speaking something else on me that hasn't actually happened? You thinking of somebody else? Yeah.
If you say so, darling. If you say so. If you say so. But yeah, but but okay then. So my question to you is, how would you and or what advice would you give to someone who is more in the mindset that you are in as far as like dating one individual person at a time? What advice would you give to them, and or what would you do, or what are you doing to navigate a dating culture that is more pressed upon having options and or more sex driven?
That was a very long question, but let's try to start. I don't have much advice, because the people I have dated, I've found from either because I worked with them or because they were around my friends, and that's how I met them. So I guess just hang out with your friends. If you have friends, hang out with your friends and be open to discover people. Now, as far as making sure that y'all have the same interests, that can be a casual conversation. It doesn't need to be like a business meeting. Just get to know the person.
Not a
first.
Business meeting, he says.
Yeah, and you'll figure out what they want in life just by those conversations.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm more of a natural friendship first, and then we'll see where this can possibly go. It's typically what I have done. But yeah, that's my advice. That's how I would go about it.
So the question is, with that, do you tell the people prior that your friendship is the beginning of a building block to a relationship, or do you just kind of just let it roll as friends first to see how it goes?
Well, you know, guys can't have a hard time being friends with girls, so
you know what? Say that again.
You should kind of already
say that again.
Kind of get that if.
That's why my reflections
are happening.
That's why my reflections were reflecting.
Yeah, you can't. It's kind of hard for single guys to be friends with single girls unless the friendship happened in like childhood. Typically.
I'm not going to speak on that and be quiet on that. I'll talk about that after the podcast.
Any other questions?
I know
this was a short one.
Yeah, I mean, I have no other questions. That was something I thought of, was just, you know, like, what would you do, or what advice would you give for those who are listening, who are in your particular boat? And yeah, and I just say, you know, for those who are about having multiple people, exploring options, and just in the third, you know, just make sure that you are communicating between all your partners about the situation and how the situation is expected to go, and the end goal for the situation, And yeah, and just make sure that you don't harm anybody emotionally, sexually, or physically during your process. And so go out and enjoy.
Yes, thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, you can give us an email at whythesongbirdsingspodcast@gmail.com. And then there's Instagram, at whythesongbirdsingspodcast.
No, just why the songbird sings.
No, Why the Songbird Sings. Okay, so Instagram at Why the Songbird Sings. Facebook, Why the Songbird Sings.
Twitter is,
Twitter.
which y'all please bear with me because, like I said, I use my Twitter for porn, and so I haven't
Wow.
posted anything on Twitter yet because I just. Yeah, but our Twitter account is at official WTSS pod, POD as in Delta.
Very good. And then the TikTok is WTSS.
Correct.
Correct.
So,
So, thank you guys for listening. If you have any feedback, please hit us up. And me and Shauna will see them.
mostly me. I'll let him know. I'll let him know about anything. Oh, also, I don't know. We might have recorded in between the time. Also, coming up will be SK's mixtape performance coming up. Oh, my badness. I messed up the name completely. I edited it out. Upcoming is SK Late Night Vibe. with me performing Six Selections with two wonderful musicians, a guitarist who also plays the piano and a trombonist, and with a wonderful painter who's been on the show, aka the black guy who paints. And we're going to put on a little performance for you guys in October, and hopefully that will be recorded and out to you no later by the beginning of November. So just keep the lookout for that. I might do some little snippets of some vocal stuff for you guys on the websites and so on the social medias and this and the third. So we'll see. It depends on how I feel about life. But yeah, that definitely is coming up. So keep the lookout on that page and my personal page. So yeah. Shameless plug.
Cool. So that is all that we had, that I had for you today. Hopefully you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
All right. I mean, I was waiting for you to do it, but I feel like I just have to do it.
Bye.
Reflection, 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 reflection.